I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The great question facing the film industry these days is about inclusion. How to increase the involvement in the industry of underrepresented communities, African Americans, women, Asians, Latinos, and Native Americans. And that question about inclusion of Native Americans in the industry is also central to Albuquerque's Pueblo Film Fest. The fourth annual event takes place this month, hosted by the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. And with me is the center's education specialist, Bettina Sandoval. Bettina, nice to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
The festival, of course, includes films. There are about a dozen of them, but also events designed to benefit Pueblo filmmakers.
We have a pitch workshop, how to pitch a film that you're thinking about doing. It's going to be led by Beverly Singer, who's from Santa Clara Pueblo. She's a known filmmaker. And then Jonathan Sims is also a filmmaker, a producer. They're going to be running the workshop. And then we're actually going to have the participants pitch the films to our audience in our screening room. Another one we're doing is a screenwriting workshop. You know, this is open for all participants, but ideally we want people who are interested in pursuing this kind of career or students. We also have a panel on Pueblo perspectives on media, and it's going to cover a few different things, but mainly we're looking at how this modern age of media is affecting our culture. A lot of Pueblos are very, you know, secretive with cultural information. And so a lot of modern filmmakers don't have films that are about their cultural traditions. And it's because there's that line that you can't cross. But it will talk about how filmmakers today are straddling that line and how they stay respectful, don't disrespect the culture.
You could make this film festival just about films. Why include these other events as well?
So the first 3 years were just films and sometimes panels. We had a lot of feedback saying they really liked the panels. They liked seeing Pueblo filmmakers. And so this year we thought, why don't we add Q&As to the film fest so that people are able to interact and engage with filmmakers. And then we're actually going to have workshops run by Pueblo people who are involved in film. So our youth can see that there are people who are in these positions and that they can be in these positions too.
Have you had good response from the Pueblo filmmaking professionals to your requests?
Yeah, we met with some of them and got some of our ideas from them on what we should do. And those are the main ones that are actually running the workshops.
There are a dozen films on the schedule. What were your criteria for the films that you did choose?
Over the years, it's mainly been us seeking films. And just last year was the first time that we had a submission form put online. This year we got quite a bit more submissions. So it was mainly based on films that we got in, but also just films that we heard of. And, you know, there's not a whole lot out there. So it takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of asking people to ask other people, you know, to try to find out who are the filmmakers in the communities and what films are coming out, you know, will they be ready by November? So it's a lot of networking, really, to find these films. But the Pueblo Film Fest is getting really well known lately. So a lot of people are enthusiastic about it, and they're actually making films for the film fest. This year, we took in films and we looked at how to piece them together. How would they fit? And every year, you know, something falls into place with the theme. And so this year, there's a cultural theme on Saturday morning, and then it turns into a history timeline almost. Frontera, Veiled Lightning, those will talk more about the Spanish coming in and a little bit about some different protests that have been happening at the Entrada from Santa Fe fiestas. And then we go into boarding schools, the Albuquerque Indian School, and then it goes towards, I guess, a little bit of a future perspective for There's More Than a Word, which talks about the use of mascots. kind
for
of
athletic
what's
teams.
Been going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more recently, there's also a film about agriculture and seeds. And the Tsuki Farms is featured in that film. And then we end with a film about elders talking about why Pueblo people will survive.
There are some special events that are happening on the very first day, the 17th of the festival.
Yes, that evening we will be having a reception and we'll be showing Rumble, the Indians Who Rock the World. It's kind of a kickoff to the event. We're going to have some appetizers and some drinks starting at 6 o'clock.
And that's a very interesting documentary about the influence of Native American music on contemporary rock and roll.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You grew up on Taos Pueblo. How did you respond when you were a young woman to the depictions of Native Americans that you saw in American films?
I kind of felt like that wasn't me, you know, because it was so different. You know, it was mostly the plains dress or teepees, you know, and that's not what Pueblo people live in. And so I didn't see myself in those films.
How do you think an event like this film festival can improve the way Native Americans are depicted in films?
Well, what we try to do is show who we are. Our mission for the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center is to preserve, to protect, to represent our culture with dignity and respect. And that's what all of these films do. You know, we don't show any films that are inappropriate or in any way disrespectful. For a majority of the films that we get that are made by Pueblo filmmakers, they're very insightful. They're very respectful. We show our core values that we, you know, grow up learning in our communities. You can see these in the films that they make.
Since working on this festival, Bettina, has the way you look at films about Native Americans changed?
It's kind of a mix of, you know, I'm glad that there's these films out there, and it makes me really want to promote them and to get people to watch them and to share them with a lot of people. And I wish that, you know, it was more mainstream, a lot of these films, you know, because what is mainstream, what's seen as a Native film is just, oh, it's not respectful most of the time. It's not accurate, you know, number one. There's so many different tribes in the United States, and we all get lumped together as one tribe or one type of culture, and that's all the education that people have on Native Americans.
And this festival is focusing specifically on Pueblo people.
Yes, but there are other filmmakers that we've included, Navajo, Apache, or other tribes, but it's always something that's relatable to the Pueblo culture, lifestyle, the Southwest. It's always going to be something that is across all cultures relevant.
What's the best thing right now that can happen to Native American or Pueblo filmmakers?
Getting their film out there, telling their story, because that's what they really want to do is share their story, to share their perspective, and to see something that we're proud of. You know, that's who we are. We like to tell stories, and, you know, I see this as another method of storytelling.
Bettina Sandoval of Albuquerque's Indian Pueblo Cultural Center has helped put together the center's fourth annual Pueblo Film Fest, screenings, presentations, and discussions November 17th, 18th, and 19th. Visit IndianPueblo.org for details. Thank you so much for joining us, Bettina.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.